Well, I didn't say nothing. I don't worry about it. They didn't give me nothing and they ain't asking for nothing. I told them I don't play buzzard no time. I said, that's what buzzards do. They'll sit around and fly around and see what's in the fine dead. And then they'll eat it up. I said, that's the way folk do it now. I said, they just look for what you got. When you dead, they take it. I said, but I've got some things to use of my own. Now, my mother, she died in Flint City. She was dead with my sister. I didn't get nothing of hers. She had plenty of nice things. Well, when she got where she couldn't worry, well, every year, all of us would buy her something nice. Just like she said, well, I want so-and-so. We'd get it. Get to knowing she didn't need it, but she wanted it.
Like a nice gown or something like
some
that?
Some nice gown or house coat or something like that. House shoes or something like that, what she was saying.
Something they didn't actually need.
That's right. So, when she died, they took everything she had, done some with it. But she said this long time before she got sick. She had a grand boy, my sister Lucy's son. She raised it. My mother raised it. Lucy was my mother's baby. So this boy was Lucy's baby. But Ma had all of us to know. When I die, I want Robert. That's what the boy named. I want Robert to have everything I got. From a finger thimble up. I said, well, for David's part, he's welcome to it. I said, if you want him to have it, I think he ought to have it. So, I don't know where they get it to him or not, but that was what she wanted, him to have it. He got a wife. I think he got 5 children and 11 grandchildren. So.
But they, I walking around there, I get stiff. They're sitting, and I miss what you said about Miss by Banks. That's what y'all called her, isn't it?
Yeah, Banks.
Yeah. Now she had. She had a lot of nice things.
Yes, sir.
Clothes,
bed clothes, table clothes, anything.
Just
nice. She just had nice things.
Nice. Everything in the house was nice.
Nice. And she had a big old trunk. Oh, that thing with that. Well, you see, that's where she kept her nice things. Because, you see, I didn't need them. I had things nice enough for me to use if I had guests. She had nice dishes. I don't know what they done with them. Done what they wanted to do with them. So.
Well, did she ever look at them?
Yes, I guess she did, Mr. Mahon. She'd be back down her room. I never trespass.
There's some old stray dogs out there. There's some old stray dogs going across there like they go across your place, I guess. And some of that stuff she'd buy herself.
Yes, she bought it herself, the most of it. Sometimes somebody would give her a nice gift, present or something. I think Miss Patterson have given her some nice thing. You know, she used to help Miss Patterson a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, dear.
Well, now look, you don't have to buy your nice clothes.
No, sir.
You know all these people that's got stuff that they just don't need.
That's right. Stuff they don't need.
So there ain't any use of your going to the store and buying stuff.
No, but you see, no, I can't get nothing much from where I work. Still, they got bags and bags of it packed up there for the Goodwill offering, I guess. But you see, I'm too much stout on all of them. I can't use none of their clothes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, you've got as much as you can wear anyhow.
Yes, because I got plenty.
You got plenty.
To change in.
And but Banks looked nice when she went out.
Yes, she did. Yes, sir, she did.
Now, did she go to your church up there?
Yes, sir, that was her church.
Yeah.
Me and her belonged to the same church.
Well, in her time, that church...
It was up.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And it hadn't stayed where it was.
That's right. Yes, sir.
She wouldn't hardly feel at home there now, would she? Yes, sir. I wish Mama would come on in here. I've been waiting for her to. She wants to see you.
Well, she got to get dressed, Mr. Marlowe.
Oh, is she slow-pokey? Mm-hmm. She is slow-pokey. Ain't nothing wrong with her.
Just like she want to be fixed before she come out.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm glad to see Banks, because I didn't realize that. Now, old Mitt Washington, he just common fella.
Mm-hmm.
He never put on any dog.
No.
And went to meeting.
I don't know where Mitt ever went to church or not.
Yeah.
Did he?
And when Liza went, she just fairly common, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what she had on.
So she didn't know what she had on. Well, I'll tell you one thing. She'd look nice.
Well, she had on them little old hats there, mm-hmm. And she didn't know which one she was wearing.
That's right.
But she looked nice?
Who lies? Yes, she did to me when she went to church.
But not like Banks.
Well, you see, Banks is, Carrie said, Banks had a young mind. Banks?
What do you think? What does she mean by that?
She liked nice things, bright things, pretty things.
Carrie said that?
That's what Banks liked. Clean things, that's what Banks liked.
Mm-hmm. She liked to look nice. And then she was always one of the officers.
That's right. That's right. She was going to be up there amongst them.
She said up front.
That's right.
Well, you're always kind of proud of her, weren't you, Miss Baby?
Huh?
Wasn't you all kind of proud of Banks?
Oh, we were glad of her. We was glad of Banks.
She was. She's a member of your family, and she sat up front.
That's right.
I know how it is. I never sat up front, but I've always liked to see the people that did.
That's right.
Faye?
Yeah.
She come.
Where is Mamu? We've been
ready.
Yes.
We've been waiting for Mamu for all this time.
Well, you ain't going. You ain't going today.
Yes. I go in there and get my clothes on a minute. We enjoyed Granddaddy's visit Saturday. He sat out there and talked to us a long time.
Oh, over to the house?
He come over here with Uncle Gil.
Oh, he did.
Let us sit over here.
Yeah.
Below,
it's cooling off.
Yeah,
here she is.
Oh, look at her. She's doing pretty good.
I'll be right there. Cool.
Okay, sit right here, Mother.
Okay.
And just sit a little bit with Miss Daisy here.
Well, I've been trying to sew on a hook and eye and I couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it to sew it on.
Mm-hmm. That's that the hardest thing I have to do. I look pretty?
Oh, Daisy, you know I don't look pretty.
Oh, you do. Your dress is so pretty. And you look bright and happy.
Oh, well, yes, I am bright. I might not look bright, but I'm happy.
Well, you do look fresh.
Yeah, look fresh. Well, now, Daisy, I am quite a bath right now.
Miles would tell you that.
Oh, well, she's always saying something like that to me, Daisy. She's real complimentary of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she thinks so. But that's the way children ought to be, the mothers are in. They
sure,
ought to be that way.
Sure, they ought to do it.
Yeah, they should, because...
But some of them do not.
Well... That's kind of sad sometimes when they don't, and they don't kind of appreciate their parents. And on the other hand, it's kind of bad if the parents don't appreciate the children.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been getting along all right?
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing pretty good, I think.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You just wind didn't blow you away.
No, as I tell them, the tornado mistress and I am glad.
Oh, yeah.
This study is hell no matter in Mississippi.
Sure did get them in Mississippi and up in North Carolina, too.
Did you ever have any in Georgia?
A few, but we mostly had storm. Just storm.
Not tornadoes.
Not these crystals is at all. I never been in one of them.
No,
I haven't either, and I hope I won't have to be.
Heaven.
Well,
hope I won't ever be.
Yeah, hope I don't.
Big old wind is in a storm is all that I would
have
been.
That's all I can take.
Yeah, all you can take is right. Yeah, you know, it gets hot and then it's cold. Now it's cold again this morning.
Yes.
I guess that's after the tornado, though. The wind. No, it's maybe. Yeah, and Sunday was warm. My, yeah. We ate outside Sunday. A crowd of people.
Oh, didn't you have a crowd?
They have a crowd ever, even Saturday and Sunday. I was so tired Saturday night. Now, yesterday, I just nearly flunked out. I just wanted to sit and be quiet and not work and do anything.
Oh, I seen really a
did.
Load of them in the wagon Sunday.
Yes.
Going that way. That seemed like old time.
Yeah, old time. Yes, sir. We got a poor little old cow that can't pass the afterbirth. She's one of our the fine cows.
Mm-hmm.
She's having trouble with it. Been since a day or two. And she hasn't passed it on yet. And they say it certainly is cost to get a veteran out here.
Mm-hmm.
I think about $25 or $30 or something like that for one to come. Sure does cost. So, but Frey said it was farther down this morning. She felt like maybe she might pass it on out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big fine bull. They was hoping she would have a little heifer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, because she has such nice calves. And, but it was a bull, but he's a big thing, they said. But the first time she's ever had trouble. That said, so I don't know what it's causing.
They haven't had to narrow them yet.
Huh?
They ain't had the doctor. Too.
No, they haven't had the doctor. They keep thinking that, I think they say that a few days and, you know, it might pass the afterbirth, you know. Oh, so.
Well, it takes time. I've heard a man saying he'll stay, but I don't think so much about it. He said his wife was expecting. He said she's 2 weeks past due.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor said, he said, I hadn't been noticing that, but I am. I thought to myself, I said, I hear him say that. I said, but when them 9 months is up, I didn't tell him, of course, he believed what the doctor said, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when the 9 months is up.
He got to move. He gonna come with him now somewhere or nothing.
Yeah.
If he don't come himself, the doctor got to think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that it's 2 and 3 weeks past due.
Uh-huh.
That's too much.
Well, sometimes I don't count right.
That's right.
The people now.
They forget.
They forget, you know.
Well,
the
you know,
date,
the doctor
you know,
didn't used to know when they got like that.
Yeah.
But now, if they think they like that, they got to go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
He can tell them.
That's
the funniest thing to
do. Work funny ways. Yeah, right now, my granddaughter is expecting in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor had told her that she would have to stay off of her feet for a while, and she might be able to go on through.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the letter we got yesterday from her mother, said that she said she was doing fine and that she was not doing anything much, just lying around and all. And she thought that maybe she would go to the in March, when that's the time that she said that would be due. So I'll stay down here until all of that happens. So I don't know when that's going to happen.
When it's going to happen.
Somebody asked me how long I'm going to be down here. And I said, well, I just didn't know. And so my daughter, it's her daughter that's in Texas, and she's going to go out there.
That's right.
To be with her, and she thought that I'd enjoy being down here with Faye while she was gone. Since I don't see too good, why she would feel better about me being down here.
That's right.
So that's the reason that I don't know how long I'm going to stay.
Well, I hope she'll get along all right.
Well, she said she'd gotten along a lot better this last month than she thought she was going to. So she's taking care of herself. And she's got 2 boys. They're big old healthy boys.
Oh, she is.
3 and one's soon be 6, and the other one is 3. She's got 2 boys. She's hoping for a girl, but she said everything seems masculine to her. Sound like a boy. But she's hoping for a girl. But you can always have your way about that.
That's right.
Sure does. So, but she's her husband is awful nice. He's in school.
Well, that means so much.
Yes, he's awful nice and says he does most of all the work, housework, and put the children in school in the mornings, and so they are gone. Way in the morning, and she says she goes to bed then, stays on the bed most of the time. And so he can cook, and I think that's a good thing. He can kind of do things, and he can take care of you.
That's right.
He can take care of the children. He can, even when they were babies, he could change the diapers, and even when they saw
them.
And he could do most anything. So he thinks that's women's work, and he don't do it when she's well. But but when there's anything wrong, why, he really could take over. So that makes feel right good, you know, about that. That, you know,
some men can't do nothing.
They won't even change the baby when it's wet. And he's real handy about that. Real nice. And she's found a person though that has a car and can stay with her for a few days when if before her mother gets there, you know, if she has to go to the hospital, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we are kind of glad of that. They moved over there and they don't know too many people, you see.
That's right.
And so she's kind of had to find somebody. And it's hard to find people now that will come and stay with you.
That's right.
And work. Unless you get a trained nurse, and you don't need a trained nurse.
Right.
And have to pay all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just terrible. So she said she'd found a woman there that's close by that would have a car.
I know she'd be glad.
And she's glad.
So
she'd be glad. I think they wanted some more children, but I don't believe they want it right now.
That's right.
Because they were fixing to move, going to move, and they knew he was going to move, but it happened wrong. So they had to take it.
That's right.
You have to behave yourself sometimes. Yes, there is. So I don't know just how long I'll be here. Miss Miles may get tired of me and miss ship me off.
No, never. Neither one of them.
No, with all the people they have coming around here, they ought not to get tired of me, ought they?
No. And they have stick company. You can get lonesome. You may get tired, but you can't get lonesome.
You may get lonesome. That's right. You may get lonesome in a way, but you get tired. Not lonesome. Well, you kind of see people going and coming yourself, don't you?
Yes,
when you sit on the porch.
That's company for me.
Company for you.
Yeah. Riding horseback and coming in and out and going.
Yeah.
I said, well, Mr. Miles and them look like they're behind the trees. I said, but they done found them. I said, they don't get lonesome.
They had one of those old big horses they have down here, and the man does, to a plow, and tried to plow with him out there the other day, but it was so hard, clay, and
he couldn't get the plow in the ground.
He couldn't get it online, so he just balked and balked, so they finally had to take him out and quit and do it with a tractor and plow. A little couple that comes out here so much, drives some kind of white car, And they come out here a lot on Saturdays and Sundays, and they want to plant. They're the ones that want to plant a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so they was trying to plow Saturday, and Sunday they went and plowed some on Sunday. I don't approve of working on
Sunday. He ain't used to it.
He wasn't used to it, but he just couldn't do it. He just buck up and down, and he couldn't pull it through. He just getting that clay and maybe some roots, I guess, out there, too.
That's hard, I think.
Clay.
And then, you know, so lots of roots.
Yeah, the roots. I think there's lots of roots. And
all them trees out there and all them roots. I don't know how he going to have a garden.
Well, they put it right out there, and things had been cleared and all. There was one time, years ago, and I think there was some people that lived here that had a garden out there. I know one, they had lots of collards, well, a long time. And I guess Bessie, someone would come up here and get some. So a guy, some of them said, well, what they going to plant? And they said, well, they're going to plant beans, I don't know what all, and squash. And he says, who's going to pick it? Somebody, I says, well, Daisy will come pick those beans.
Oh, yes, if I have time, I'll.
If you had time and had plenty of them up here, well, you would, wouldn't
That's
you?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Well, it's not out there yet, Daisy. They haven't got them planted yet.
That's the truth.
I think they dug some places and put some cucumber seed down in it out there a few places. And I think maybe they going to put out a few tomatoes, maybe something. But they can't be out here every day to kind of water them and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
No.
I don't see how they can.
Were they in town?
Yeah, they in town, in school. They in school in town. And they just wanted something. They're a real nice little couple. They're real nice and sweet.
They're right young.
Yeah, they're young. They just married last year, I think it was, or something. And they're both in school. And his people are going to move. Got a farm, bought a farm up in Georgia, and they're going to move out at school's out and go up in Georgia. And this boy is going to help his father build a house or something up there. So this little girl, I don't know whether she'll be through school or not. Anyway, she don't much want to go and stay all the time in Georgia. So I don't know what they'll do. Anyway, they're real nice and real sweet. Guy and Faye's good. They're good to them. So. In fact, one of the little colts out here is one of theirs.
Yeah.
But David, before you all get going, I want to. I haven't thought of this a lot of times. Now, this is sort of meddling in people's business. But you and Granddaddy were sitting on the porch one time there. Oh, it's long in the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock in the summer. And you was eating. And I just sort of lean up against the post and talk a minute. And that stuff looked so good. And I, it was, all you had was just a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a bowl. I don't think it was a plate. And it looked like goo of some sign. Rice with meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Now, that don't mean a thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a lot of things, couldn't it?
Well, it could. What was that?
Oh, it last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime when Granddaddy was home, you all were just sitting out there eating.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so good.
Well, I thank you.
I hadn't thought about it, and I don't know what it was.
I just wondered what in the world it was. Samuel got his car going?
Mm-hmm. He's using his mother's car. She's hitchhiking.
Still on the...
James care in the morning. Sometimes Elizabeth pick up, and sometimes she get somebody else to pick up. Bring her back. Well, now, Mr. Miles, I'm meddling somebody's business. He had old piece of car back and is working on it all the time.
Yeah.
So he went and put that old piece somewhere, brought another old blue piece here. It's a little old blue one sitting down now. And it won't go nowhere. To work on hit all the time, and hit sat there all the time. Well, now that don't make sense to me. What you gonna throw away one trap for and buy none?
Well, you know Patterson down there, and Pedro and them boys, they are always working on
it. Well, wasn't that bad about him?
What happened?
You know, he got burnt out yesterday. You talking about Burnett?
Yeah.
The man drives school. He got burnt out yesterday. He burnt up everything he had, car, tractor, everything. Oh. Ain't left him nothing.
What in the world you mean, Bessie? Oh, I didn't come by there yesterday afternoon. I come around.
They said it happened about 4:00. Never left nothing.
But it didn't hurt the school bus.
No.
He's out in that.
It didn't hurt the school bus. They said he was out there working on a tractor. Something other. And he thought about something he wanted in the house. And when he got to the door, the smoke blinded him. He run out and moved the school bus back off from that place there. And just as when he opened that door and went in there, that fire just went. Went up. Everything.
Well, that is the last thing I would expect.
What?
I never thought that anything would happen to that house.
Me neither. I hadn't thought about it. Well, and they don't know how it happened and what caused it. There was nobody there. But they think it was a raw wire or something.
Yeah.
And caused. But he saved the bus.
Well, who all is living there now?
I don't think there's nobody living there but him and his boy.
Which boy?
He got a baby boy.
Oh.
You know, his baby boy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And Pedro there when he there and when he gone.
Yeah.
But I think the baby's there all the time.
Yeah.
When it's there the most of the time.
Well, you know, Pedro and them fellas have been, that's all they do on this, when they ain't working, is work on them old cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're always working on them.
And they do pretty good work, too.
Well, if Sambo don't watch out, he gonna be just like them.
That's the truth.
He gonna put in his time,
mm-hmm.
work on the old car.
Well, sometimes his Sambo, Pedro, Willie, Elsie, and somebody else, boy, they're working on. Oh, they put in full time, Mr. Miles, on Sunday and Saturday. And when they knock off the thing, sitting right there, right on.
They don't get...
Don't get nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. It just takes that time, and they always got to buy parts.
That's right. They got to buy parts. Got to buy some if they get this in. If it needs so and so. Well, they go get that, and they get that on. Well, it needed something else. I don't know, I ain't gotten there. Mm-hmm. But it was a man told me once. He was in Chauncey, so he come to see me one time. I said, oh, you got your new car. He said, yes, Daisy. Said, when them old ones starts to costing me $35 and $40, at the time, said, I'm going to get rid of it. Says, cheaper to go buy you one. Said, get it in pretty good shape and go trade it in and buy you one.
I want to see Granddaddy.
All right, you can take this baby. All right. Baby home. Mother and I will run on, and then guy will take you home.
Okay,
just, yeah. Whenever he's ready. Look, Daisy, here's a can of yams for you.
Thank you. Make me a
pie. Well, what do you know?
Make me a pie this evening.
Well, now you can just wait. He's almost, you wait if you want to, right here. He'll be ready in just a minute.